Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
I'll wear my sweatpants on Thursday, and I'll drink some gin from a can. I'll be my own independence. I don't always need a man.
You know I need a mind. Try to have Jay here in case I lose mine. She's all set. And you're all set.
There's
your... Yeah, right, exactly. We'll have a fine one someplace. It's now 7 after the hour. It happens to be Thursday already, the 14th of March. And we are here live and lively, excited and exciting and thrilled and thrilling. All those good things, right? Isn't that true? We're all here to become better. We're better communicators. We're better thinkers. We're better on our feet. We're better, just plain old better, better, better. The South by Southwest is still going on, right? Do we decide it started?
Yes, 2 weekends.
Yeah. Yeah, 2 weekends in a row. So have you followed to see who the big stars are and what the big attention-getting activity is? There's always is something. It's a different sort of thing. I think this year I saw something about the future of technology being one of the big things on the agenda. So people go. They don't go to hear people sing or to hear TED Talks or stuff like that. They go to find out how technology works. I suppose a little bit of everything for all the nerds,
yeah.
Right? Got to have some nerds. All right, so you're... folks, I'll let you in on a little secret, all right? I just said to Jay, because she sounded like she needed to sneeze or blow her nose, that she ought to maybe blow her nose and give her a minute to do that. And she suggested to me that she wished she had thought of that.
That was still a good idea, like groundbreaking.
It is. That's me. Mr. Groundbreaker. That's what we have here. Lots of groundbreaking stuff to initiate the people thinking about what it is that they're drawn to. And so here we are. First run at some of the issues of the day, at least in this hour anyway. And I will start with a question. Do you think and do you want the Senate to pass a bill for a shorter work week? There's a revived effort to make a shorter work week the new norm, the law of the land. And it was introduced by none other than Senator Bernie Sanders.
We have found that does work. It is more productive when other places have tried it out. I just don't think that it is a viable option for all industries, if that makes sense.
I think you are correct. So one size does not fit all. It's like a minimum wage. One amount does not fit all. There are some companies that can get by or do with a lower minimum wage because of what they do, what they sell, what they have. And then there are other companies that need to have more people paying better attention to what they're doing. I find that it's not the hours that it makes. I'm not, as you know very well, having been with me for a while, I'm not a clock watcher. I think that's very anti-productive. So you look at your watch, okay, it's 8 o'clock, let's start. And then at 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock, let's stop. And what have you done in between? It isn't so much that there is productivity or lack thereof. It's that you focused on the clock more than you have your work. Which means to me, you don't really like what you do. And so to go one step further, if you don't like what you do, you should go get another job. Go find, and then people say, well, it's easier said than done. Nah, I don't think it is. I think if you really are focused. The reason behind Bernie Sanders coming up with this, he, by the way, is the chairman of the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, is that workers are 400% more productive than they were in the 1940s. That's that's a pretty broad general statement. That isn't really true. There are many people who are very productive, more so than ever, motivated by their own way of thinking. They're motivated because they want to do a good job, or they want to get paid more, or whatever, a little of all of those, all the above. And so I think, as usual with Bernie Sanders, it's his way or the highway. And he'll look at you and yell at you and tell you that if you don't believe what he tells you, then you're wrong. Which, of course, is not a great way to get things passed. But anyway, I find all of this focus on this cookie-cutter solution to stuff, we have to do this because of that. It may work for some people.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a 4% interest rate on a credit card. That may be too much for some people to pay, and 24% may be okay with some people, because everybody's got a different way of looking at things, different way of using money, different way of paying things back. And the same, I think, holds for work. He's a socialist, and this is a socialistic idea. And as you've said, it does work, depending on if you go to France, there are some companies, or Spain is pretty well known for having a 32-hour work week. I'm trying to think of what they do in Italy. There's a hard and fast rule in Italy. A lot more.
They also practice a better work-life balance, too. Like, once they leave their job, they don't still answer phone calls or emails or anything like that. They don't have, what do you do for a living is not part of small talk when you are at gatherings. They do practice more regularly that work-life balance, where I feel like it's gotten lost here, because for the most part, we were always told, well, this is your job, and even though the hours may be from this time to this time, you still have to be available after hours. You still, if there is something that needs to be done, you have to stay longer and do it, because that's part of your job. But not everywhere has overtime pay.
Well, that may be, but 32
hours. If you don't want to do it, there's somebody else waiting, and we'll hire them instead, like that mentality.
Well, yeah, there's some truth to that. It depends on the industry, depends on the job, depends on what you're, you know, trying to get done. But 32 hours out of 168 is one-fifth of the week. So that means four-fifths of the week would not be spent working. It would be spent in recreation. It would be spent in sleeping. It would be spent in things other, again, using this formula, other than work. I think many of us, and that's why I find this a little difficult, many of us are motivated in our lives by our work. And if you like your work and you like what you do, then you should have the opportunity to work at it as much as you want. If you don't like and the boss is saying you must do this, then maybe that's the formula. Maybe that's the way to look at it. It still is, you know, I guess I wonder whether this thing really has a chance to be passed, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Or can it be a law? Can he get it through?
I think it could be, but again, it would have to come with stipulations, because this is just not feasible for every single industry.
No, it isn't. It's like the farming industry, of which I know a great deal. All of the labor laws that have been put into effect to affect agriculture have not worked. As a matter of fact, in many cases, they worked against the well-being of farmers and the people that work on the farms. The farm income is down partially because of the rules and regulations that have been put forth by the federal government, and it's another way of screwing over the food supply. But people don't look at deeply into some of these things, especially the folks that come from California. There are a couple of people in California who are as socialistic as he is, because that seems to be the heart of socialism. These parts of California are. And so here's a couple of supporters. There are those who want they want this because they want it. They don't give you a reason for it. So an example of some group of people, let's take flight attendants, for example. They work on average 32 hours a week. And that's a high number for many or most of them. Now, you can say, well, what does the 32 hours mean? In some circumstances, it used to mean wheels up to wheels down. Now it means when you're in the plane, for the most part. And the average pay for, it depends on your seniority, really. In the airline business, it really does, seniority is everything. And so you get paid, some of the flight attendants make 45, 50 bucks an hour. It's like pilots. Some of the younger pilots that are flying for the regional airlines, again, they average about, well, some of the regional airline pilots average more time than the pilots that work for the bigger airlines, the ones that we all know, Delta, American. Those guys, depending on the size of the plane, they're paid by the size of the plane, the plane, the passenger load, how much they are carrying in cargo, that sort of thing. And there are many who make 150, 170, you know, in that range, depending on where they're flying and what kind of a plane they're flying. And then the guys that fly the big planes, guys, women now, they're $450,000 a year. I'd rather have some guy flying the planes making 400 grand a year than a guy who's making 40, I'll tell you that. For sure. I'd rather have somebody had gray hair flying the plane than somebody who's, looks like he just got out of college. But that's just me. There's so many different, it's a union thing in some respects. If you have a union, it's up to them to determine how many hours a week you work and or how you to ratify whatever contract is agreed to and how much you get paid. So anyway, well, we'll sort of see. There are a lot of comments, I'm sure, that will come from this as it continues to unfold. As there have been a lot of comments about the Omaha steak sale that's going on right now, whoopee! For those of you who like not just steaks, but Jay goes through the laundry list of things that they have at Omaha Steaks that aren't steaks. It's a company that has produced fabulous food for decades. Family operation. Everybody knows the name, I think. Yeah, everybody knows Omaha Steaks.
I hear so. Omaha, and I think steaks over Nebraska.
Right.
That is the next word that I think of first.
That's right. Anyway, Nebraska steaks, uh-uh. So you want to have some Omaha Steaks, go to Omaha Steaks. We get 50% off everything on the site. That's the reason to go to omahasteaks.com/Doug. Do that now while you're thinking about it. Order up. Let's have some fun this summer. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Doug Steffen here with our frequent visitor, Elizabeth Miller. She knows all about losing weight for sure. She knows how Calitrin works because we are in the President's Time, if you will, President's Day, President's Week, President's Month. The folks at Calitrin are having what's called a President's Day 90-day meltdown. So how do people take advantage of their other products?
You can call us if you want to customize packages. We've always got that available. If you want to move some different products around, we can do custom packages by phone. Our number is toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Everybody here is really great in knowing our products and getting you a custom pack that is not only affordable, that's going to work for you. And then we've also extended the big sale on our website, too. So that's at toploss.com.
It's Calitrin and all the related products that we're talking about here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin at toploss.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Now, 23 after the hour on March the 14th, you're listening to the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, focusing now on social media things that are trending, names mostly in the news, and Eddie Van Halen is in that list today, not because he's still with us, because he's not still with us, right? Didn't he pass away like a couple of years ago?
In 2020, yes. Uh-huh.
2020. So his son has done something that sort of puts the Van Halen name back into the searchlight, if you will. And so we're going to talk about what he did as pretty beneficial and pretty good idea, frankly. So you want to hear a good idea? Hold on for a second.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I always like this song.
Jump up!
Right? Yep. So, there's a charity supported, that had been supported by Eddie Van Halen, that now his son Wolfgang has sent 100 grand to. And they want to launch a special program that supports public schools acquiring instrumentation, if you will, instruments for their music program, which, of course, is something that's been boggled and bungled by the federal government. Under George Bush, they needed money to fight the people that didn't need to be fought in Iraq. So that screwed over a lot of programs like music programs, phys ed programs, civics programs, that sort of thing. And so for decades now, there's been a hole. This has been a heated debate a lot, not by people who know anything about school and education, but by people who are fairly ignorant about same. So along comes Mr. Van Halen, who's stepping up now to ensure educators who are on board with him understanding the power of music and how it does such great things for all of our educational experience, whether we're in school or whether we're... Think of what it does. Just me playing, James having the audio there from Jump. What'd that do? Put you in a place where you probably haven't been. Oh, yeah, I remember that song. That's a great song.
Yeah, great
song. That's a... Music is a huge part of our lives, and it brings us great pleasure. And it also is something, the gift that people have, students who can play an instrument, anything, or who can sing... That's huge.
And not every family can afford to buy the instrument, and that's why a lot of times schools will supply them. But then if schools don't even have the funding to get these instruments, and that's what's just so great about what Wolf Van Halen is doing, is because he is making sure that a lot of these, all of these schools has something. He's working with Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation and also launched the Adopt a School campaign, where he's not just putting his money where his mouth is, he's also urging other people to help funding as well and get this Kickstart charity going.
Well, it really is great when you think about that. Mr. Holland, remember that movie? Richard Dreyfuss was the teacher. Did you ever see that movie?
I did. It was a very good movie.
Oh, yeah. And so that makes this, that's a perfect title for this thing. And he's to be congratulated, I think. It's a very, this is just cool. And good luck to him. And maybe you can do more. Wolfgang von Van Halen and Eddie here in the Focus at 28 at the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance. A little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family. I'm Warren.
Are you ready for more personal experiences with Omaha Steaks? Are you ready to feel good? Are you ready for the quality, the convenience, everything you need to enjoy Omaha Steaks? Well, now it's even more enjoyable because it's their semi-annual sale. You get 50% off everything in the site. Save on mouth-watering favorites by using the code OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Shop the sale and get these delicious flavors that you love from all of the things that are in the catalog. OmahaSteaks.com. Possibilities are endless. Flavor and value and entrees that are scrumptious. You'll love it. The semi-annual sale at Omaha Steaks. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Visit OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. And
thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. A judge in New York is approving a higher bond amount for Donald Trump, but allowing enforcement of the bond to be delayed. This in connection with a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump's legal team applied for an appeal bond, which will allow him to fight the verdict while preventing Carroll from enforcing the $83 million judgment. The judge approved, and once the bond is enforced, instead of $83 million, Trump would be forced to pay $91 million instead. At the same time, Trump's lawyers are also appealing that verdict and filing a motion for a new trial. Beyonce's upcoming country album now has a full title, previously known simply as Act 2, the singer revealed. It's titled Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, pet parents. With Progressive's collision coverage, you get extra protection for your cat or dog, because there's nothing worse than seeing your pet hurt. Like when you see their face after accidentally stepping on their tail, and you say, "I'm so sorry, Mr. Pickles." But as you kiss his nose and rub his little belly welly, you know Mr. Pickles is thinking, "You betrayed me." Anywho, Progressive pays up to $1,000 in vet bills if your pet is injured in an auto accident. Learn more at Progressive.com and watch where you step. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Collision coverage subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Good day.
Good day, sir.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
It's Jen, and don't forget we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Tap your heels together 3 times and think to yourself, there's no place like home. There's no place like home.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Dorothy. And there she is. Off she goes, leading the way into magic. I wonder how many people thought that movie when they first saw it was about magic. It is. It's magic.
It is.
Like,
mm-hmm.
A lot of other things that are in the movies that are magic when you stop to think about them. Things get bigger. Things get smaller. And it doesn't seem to take a lot of effort for a transformer to become a Volkswagen, you know, stuff like that in the movies. The things that make you feel bigger or smaller, they are on that screen. And it is kind of magical in a manner of speaking. Look at all the attention and some of the good stuff. How they put the things together, like the Oppenheimer movie that won this past weekend. Look at the way that was all put together. Think about the technology, the techniques, the thinking, imagining a shot, stand over there instead of over here, all of that stuff. And it just speaks to specialization. We were talking about working. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which will carry you. You got a motorcycle, a boat, a car, RV, whatever it may be. You got protection everywhere by dialing 800-PROGRESSIVE. Sign up there or at progressive.com. The idea of having something that is different oftentimes puts people off. Like just to go back for a few minutes to the 32-hour work week that's been proposed by somebody who's never had a job that had to work 32 hours a week. I mean, Bernie Sanders, I was looking at some of the comments that came from some of the people that quickly weighed in here. Here's a guy who says about 8 minutes ago, how can a man who has never run a business, run a payroll, been responsible for employees, and any other thing that comes from running a business be expected to produce anything other than a benefit for himself? Which is kind of an interesting way of looking at it. He believes in government-only solutions, which is not a great way. How do people, I guess my question would be, how do people get that way? How is it that you think that that's the way to fix problems? It's like the government throws money at everything, right? Can't fix it? Spend more money. Buy more buses. Does that fix it? No.
Well, the whole thing, like money can't fix your problems. And that's the truth. Money cannot fix your problems unless your problems are money-related problems.
Like, money can't buy me love. Richard says, leave it to a politician to suggest something they have been avoiding for decades, yet getting paid handsomely for doing it. That is an honest week's work. There are a lot of people, and they leave themselves open for this, the people who are in Congress and the Senate, because they treat themselves differently. They have different benefits, different circumstances. It's a club. And we, as the people who pay the bill, let them get away with it. I always say, whenever anything like this comes up and you're not happy with it, look in the mirror. Who did you vote for? Who did you support? How did you get involved in the electoral process? There are a lot of people now who are complaining that we have Biden and Trump again in a rematch, and what happened, what went wrong. What went wrong is not enough people really know how it works. And that goes back to what I said before, far more important than a 32-hour work week is supplying the money. We just heard the story. If you didn't hear us, you can go back and listen to it on goodayshow.com, because we run the program in a loop 4 hours at a time every day, all day, the whole program. So you can hear Jay and me discussing Wolfgang Van Halen and the $100,000 he just gave to provide musical instruments to school systems here and there. And then you go back to, well, why do they need that? Well, because George Bush decided that he was going to go to war with Iraq and borrowed $3 trillion and took another $3 trillion out of the government circulation of programs and ideas, which included gym classes and music classes and civics classes. So that all went down the tube as a result of what happened after the September 11th. So it was like a domino effect, and certainly didn't help. One more thing that did not help America or Americans. So anyway, I mean, I can go on with this. Here's a guy that worked a four-day week, 10-hour shift, let's see, how many decades ago? 13, huh? No, it couldn't have been 13 decades. It may have been 13 years ago. He loved it, he said. No decrease in pay, and I chose to work overtime. On the fifth day I worked, but I got paid 8 hours in overtime. So, does it amount to having fewer people driving back and forth on the highways? Maybe that, it depends on where it is, much as anything else.
Uh-huh.
Here's a guy named Ed who says, this could be an alternative work schedule and be very effective. However, it's not that's not what we're looking at. What we're talking about is not what Sanders has proposed. He's saying work 4 8-hour days and get paid for 40 hours, which is not going to work. for those of us who are employers, and I say that more not for me, but for, because I have a small shop and everybody works under different circumstances, but if you have hourly employees and you expect them, or they expect to get paid for a 40-hour week and they're only working, that's like getting a 20% raise. People that run businesses aren't going to go for that. This will be squashed in 2 seconds.
Well, and what about the idea, too, of which, again, it wouldn't work for every industry, but the idea that you still work the same amount of days, but it's split in part of the time you are at the office and then the other half of the time you work from home, like 3 days in the office, 2 days at home. So you're still working all those hours. And again, it wouldn't work for every industry. Like, there are just some jobs you cannot do at home. But if that is a position that you can, then why not? Because that's still kind of... I feel like that would still do the whole thing of, like, what the four-day work week does.
You can't cookie-cutter this. It's individual. Every businesses are so much different. I mean, if I... We have our conditions for working here. James shows up at the studio at 4 o'clock in the morning. And goes through, and he's there until about 10, and then he can go off and do other things, which he does. It's not required. He has to be focused, though, paying attention to what we're doing on the air to make sure that it sounds the way it's supposed to sound. So there's a focus, there's a concentration, there's a, I can't leave my position for 6 hours. And, okay, so that's intense. And I suppose you could say the same. I don't feel the same intensity. I don't know. You don't sound like you have the same intensity, even though we are acutely aware of what's going on around us. And we talk about the things that are important in the day. And that means that we have to be alert and attentive to what's going on. And our minds and our mouths have to work together. Is that tough? For some people,
some
it's impossible. And other days, yeah, sometimes it's harder for some of us some days than others. Yeah. And so, in league with that, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine who's the city manager in my town of Framingham yesterday about everybody having come back to work. He was dead set on getting everybody, all the staff, back into the office 5 days a week. And so they've done that. They changed the policy here to have people work 8.5-hour days Monday through Thursday. And then, excuse me, they work 4.5 hours on Friday. Or is it five? Maybe it's five. But it's 38, I think it's 37.5 or 38 hours a week. But that was something that's been in effect for quite a long time. And as such, it seems to have worked. One of the things that that isn't part of that situation, the offices stay open one night a week. And there are all of the meetings that people, the mayor's office, have to go to several times a week, people on the staff. So it's kind of a different reality. By the time they're done, most of the people, at least in quote-unquote management, the people that work in City Hall, are there longer than 37, 38 hours. 92% of companies have some kind of mandatory in-office policy these days, and I think that's appropriate. I think if it's your business and you feel like you want to have the people in the office for whatever the reason, that's your call. It's not the employee's call. Now, they can go on strike or they can quit. They can go somewhere else. Fine, that's up to them. But if it's your business, you're running it, you tell them what you want them to do. Pretty straightforward, don't you think?
I think it sounds about right, yeah.
I'm doing my dance with... the things that get me in the night. Everything is blooming here. Stuff's coming out of the ground like you wouldn't believe. Flowers, buds on trees, and it's like being the attack of the Spider-Man in terms of what it does for those of us who have allergies. Which people say, that's kind of crazy. You're on a farm and you got allergies? I've had allergies to this stuff all my life. And not as bad as my son, who for 3 or 4 years when he was in high school working on the farm, he would come break out in hives and all kinds of stuff. I said, Brendan, this doesn't work anymore. the hay fever used to really get him. All right, speaking of getting it, how about we have a connection to this huge St. Patrick's Day sale going on with the folks at Calitrin, who have for St. Patrick's Day week and weekend, and probably next week as well, offering you the Lucky 7 sale. $7 off every bottle of every product that you can find that's related to Calitrin. Because there are some other ancillary things you can find when you go to toploss.com. Excuse me, you can see all the things that support you in your attempt to lose weight and keep it off. Congratulations for those of you who have gotten onto it, have really enjoyed the results. And in some circumstances, because you stay on the program, you can buy as much as you need now, and you can pay over installment, interest-free installments. That's a great way for people to be serviced that want to have the correct guidance, the correct atmosphere, the correct intention for losing weight and keeping it off. The stats are very conclusive, and they're not good. Dr. Ken Kronos and I talk about this week on his Hour of Good Day Health. That is the way to lose weight. There are these drugs that the FDA has approved that are supposedly non-invasive. So, of course, I argue with Ken about the drugs versus the commonality of the all-natural approach. Whatever it takes to have you lose weight and keep it off. The great thing about Calitrin is that you can use it in tandem with other things that'll help you lose the weight. This helps you keep it off. That's what's great. So check out the program, check out the product, check out the offers for St. Patrick's Day, all handy by at toploss.com, and use the discount code Doug, D-O-G. How do you spell it? I was trying to quickly get through that because time's running out. D-O-U-G, Doug. You get free shipping and all these great sales. Thank you very much, Calitrin.
And now Martha Stewart for Skechers.
When I make a dish or embark on a craft project, I always use the finest, most fabulous ingredients and materials. Which is why, when it comes to footwear, I love Skechers. Because Skechers is the comfort technology company and uses the most luxurious, innovative materials and designs to make wondrously comfortable footwear with all the fits and features like ArchFit and Skechers' world-famous air-cooled memory foam. It's exactly the way I'd make shoes.
Find Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Announcing the new MyPillow specials here on Good Day. Doug Steffen, if you are looking for the best prices ever when it comes to buying pillows and things that you need in your bedroom and your bathroom, then I have the address for you. It's MyPillow.com. And when you go in there and you buy stuff, look at the catalog that's online at MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS and get fabulous values and free shipping, like 50% off on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off on the new flannel sheets that they have, the six-pack of towel sets for $29.98, the new mattresses, the dog beds, the blankets, the couch pillows, everything is on sale, fabulous savings. All of the things that are sold at MyPillow.com are 100% made in America. So help the folks out that are there. Let's get everybody back into the fold, if you will, at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three after the hour now in the Good Day program. Time for today's festive food, farm, and family extracurricular activities. That is, what's going on that will affect the food that your family eats and perhaps the farms from which it comes. Here we go. The recall of the day belongs to the folks at Walmart. How exciting. Cashews sold by Walmart, and whether in the stores or online, full of allergens apparently, so they've been recalled. Milk and coconut allergens. This is what I want. Milk. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe they started to use some of the cashews to make that white crap that is liquidy that some people call...
You mean coconut milk?
No, cashew milk.
Blasphemous. Cashew milk is so good. Oh,
horrible.
Yum.
Bad for you. Terrible. Anyway, so the company that prepares these for Walmart, known as John Sanfilippo and Sons, is the one actually issuing the recall for honey-roasted cashews. Customers said they found coconut in their cashews. Ah, no.
Yeah, this was one of the wrong products in the wrong container with the labeling.
Yeah.
So you think you're buying the great value honey-roasted cashews, but you're actually getting the coconut cashews.
Yakabanga. Okay, next. A sushi restaurant under fire for serving a female diner smaller portions than the men. How stupid are these people? Oh, my God. Well, I guess I wonder whether it was purposeful or just was a mistake.
Oh, no, it was purposeful. They even said at the beginning. It's this like $700 meal, multiple courses. It's one of those like immersive dining experiences. When they were starting, because it's also in this like traditional way of serving it where women do... smaller meals, so they're trying to stay with that tradition of it. And she was told she was the only female in the whole group, and she was told that she would receive smaller portions, but her price would stay the same. So she was still charged the same amount as all the guys' dishes. And then one of them they, I don't know, it was like 10 or 11 courses in, and they were like, I'm not, this is going to be my last tasting. I'm not going to be able to eat anything else. And they were still given the plate of food. And one of the other friends went to reach over, like, well, I'll eat it. And the chef or somebody that works there grabbed it and, like, threw it away.
Oh, how swell. What a warm, exciting, for $495
a plate.
What kind
of experience is this?
It's not a good one, so you better stay away from, what's the name of the restaurant? Some sushi joint in New York.
Sushi Nas in New York City.
Ah, great. Hello. Here's the story of parents. This is a story of 11 people who have opened a coffee shop to give foster children jobs. They are called Badass Baristas. This is going on in Arizona. This coffee shop helps children who are struggling, trying to get out of the foster care system. What a great idea. Ryan and Sarah Centers are the ones who are responsible for it. They have adopted 11 children. 9 of them created this restaurant and coffee shop in 2022. So this is kind of a social service thing. They have their own social service agency, which are about 500 children. What a cool idea. Talk about people of service, right?
That's great.
Are we getting this right? I think we're getting this right. All the youngsters that struggle with mental health issues. Apparently one of their sons had a problem, and so they created this system to help support him and other children so they can be successful. God bless them.
Unless
I don't like to think there's something reading between the lines on these things. I want to think that what you see and what you hear is what you get.
Yeah.
And it seems this couple is 17 years in marriage. They've been helping children in the foster care system. They're very passionate about it. And so they say, let's see, one of their adult children now already moved 6 foster group homes from one to the other to the other. At the age of 14, they settled in with the Johnson family, and they stayed. You know, a lot of people just do it for the money, right? They do fostering, and they just do it for the money. So these people are not doing that. God bless them. Good for them. All right, here's something that's not unexpected, nor is it unwelcome. You hear me all the time talking about Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, all these dollar stores that are everywhere. Well, they're losing money hand over fist. So the announcement was made yesterday. Dollar Tree is going to shut 600 stores, and apparently Family Dollar is going to close 370. So these are all publicly traded companies. They're falling like a rock on the stock market. Imagine though, they did eight. Dollar Tree acquired Family Dollar about 10 years ago for $8 billion.
Good.
Dollar Tree, Family Dollar, Dollar General, come on. All right, folks, food for thought, literally and figuratively, and out.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.